rap attack, front to back, in this thing called rap. Digger like a shovel, rhyme double on a heavenly level. Bang the bass, turn up the treble. Radical mind, day and night, all the time. 714, wise, divine, maniac, brainiac, winning the game. I'm the lyrical Jesse James.
Max FM. coverage of Baraboo High School Athletics on 99.7 Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing Company, and Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance.
Welcome to Baraboo High School for tonight's Badgers small conference matchup between our hosts, the Baraboo Thunderbirds, and their guests, the Crusaders of Edgewood. My name is Ben Bromley, happy to be joined by Christy Feld. We're happy to bring you this action, whether you're listening on 99.7 Max FM, watching on NFHS, following via the Civic Media mobile app, or listening online at max.fm. Christy, my partner, the legend, how are you this evening?
I am doing great. You know, if you hang around Ben Bromley enough, you know that you don't always get a lot of lead time into, like, radio broadcasts, for example. All of a sudden, he looked at me and said, we're on now.
See, we are in the circus city. Sometimes you have to be able to perform without a net, my friend.
I know it. I love that. You taught me not to be nervous because there's no point in it because whenever you say we're on, we're on.
There we go. When Dave Grant hits the button, we go, baby. So tonight, the Thunderbirds come in with a record of 2-8. They are 1-3 in Badger Small Conference play. They're facing a tall order tonight. The Crusaders are the defending state champions in Division 3. And they're off to an outstanding start this season. They are 9-1 and a sterling 5-0 in the Badgers small. Tough matchup tonight, Christy.
Oh, my gosh, and I love watching Madison Edgewood. I do not love watching them when they're on our court.
We saw them last year. Of course, these two teams met twice last year. Neither one went well for the T-Birds. They dropped a 7-35 decision at home and then lost 80-28. At Edgewood.
You know, and that's the way it rolls for most of our conference, to be perfectly honest with you. Madison, Edgewood is coming off of a state tournament win last year in Division III. They're bringing the majority, bulk of their team is right back on the court again this year. They're winning by an average of 27 points every single game, but a conference average, Ben, of 35 points. So nobody's getting out unscathed when you're playing against them. And boy, when you look at their team, they brought back Aaron Schauer, a senior that was all-conference, Anna Miller, a sophomore that was a unanimous all-conference. She has a list of accolades that goes on and on and on, including three Division I prospects as a sophomore.
How about that?
Freshman and sophomore, you know. Marin Schmatzer, she was on all-conference honorable mention, and Beanie Thompson was all-conference honorable mention. Those kids are all right back saddled up for Edgewood, and it makes for a tough goal for anybody who's going up against them.
For sure. Yeah, we saw some of these top performers last year. In fact, some of those names you mentioned had big games against the T-Birds last year. So in last year's matchup, we talked a little bit about Maya Tomlinson. She scored 11 and 14 in the two games versus the T-Birds last year. Beanie Thompson scored 10 and 6. Anna Miller scored 14 in one game, 12 in the other. Aaron Schauer, 9 and 1 and 8 in the other. As for the T-Birds, as you might imagine, last season, Caitlin Frank was their top scorer in both games. But Madeline Gilbert had some success against the Crusaders last year. She scored 6 points down there in Madison and 5 in the matchup here at Baraboo. So the T-Birds are going to need some other performers to step up to keep this close tonight.
They are. Maddie Gilbert had a great game the other day against Portage. I think she popped in 15 points, if I'm not mistaken, three-point baskets. Anyway, she had a number of points. I never seem to be able to find the stats for Baraboo on the box scores, so I guess I can make them up to be whatever I want them to be.
Us make something up? That would be a first up here. But I'm glad you mentioned that. The Thunderbirds are coming off of a win Saturday at Portage. That was a quality win for the T-Birds, winning 54-36. As for our visitors, like Christy and I both mentioned, they've been red hot. They're coming off a 55-33 win over Sauk Prairie in their most recent contest. But for the T-Birds, obviously they've gotten off to a rough start, but they're coming off a win, and you know, you win one more, it's a winning streak.
It'll be a winning streak when it happens. Ben,
We're trying to temper everyone's enthusiasm, or temper everyone's expectations, I should say.
It's not gonna. It might not happen today.
Well, we'll talk a little bit about some of the leading performers for both squads. Christy mentioned some of the stat leaders for the Crusaders. As for the Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurrell comes in leading the team with 11.3 points per game. Madeline Gilbert is next at 8.3, and then followed by Taylan Bell at 8.1. In the rebound department, Sabrina Hartman leads the T-Birds, just shy of 10 rebounds a game. Taylan Bell is next up with 5.1 rebounds a game. In the assist category, Cadence Funmaker, the point guard, leads with 4 assists per game, followed by Taylor Spurrell at 2.9. As for the Crusaders, scoring-wise, they're led by Beanie Thompson. She's averaging 17 a game, followed by Anna Miller at 11 a game and Aaron Schauer at 9 a game. But like you mentioned, Christy, the Crusaders have a bunch of players, any one or two or three of which could hurt you any given night.
Oh, my gosh, that's an understatement. And, you know, when you were going through the stats, one of the stats that I've been looking at, Ben, is the high game point totals for our kids. And what it tells me, Taylor Spurrell's high game, 18 points. Maddie Gilbert, 15. Sabrina Hartman, 13. Taylan Bell, 13. That tells me that we also are similar in that you can have any kid on any night that's going to be able to put up some points for us.
There you go. Other stats for the Crusaders, their leading rebounder. We talked about Beanie Thompson being their leading scorer. She's also their leading rebounder at 6.3 a game, followed by Marin Schmatzer at 6.2. And in the assist department, Aaron Schauer leads the Crusaders at 4.2 per game, followed by Anna Miller at 3.2.
Boy, and that Anna Miller, you just can't give her enough accolades. She was super strong when they played the state tournament game last year. They were down at half. They ended up winning that game by just a couple points, but she was a led her team in scoring as a freshman in that game. She also earned a spot on the Wisconsin State Journal All-Area Second Team. Three Division I schools are looking at her. She's got a lot of things happening.
And we've talked about this with a few different T-Bird opponents, Christy. How many underclassmen are big factors, freshmen and sophomores, which means it's going to be a tough couple of years in the Badger small, I think.
Indeed.
Well, with that, we'll turn things over to the Baraboo High School Pep Band for the national anthem. Christy, I can't help but think as we hear the national anthem how pleasant it is in our country that we had a peaceful balance of power, a peaceful transfer of power yesterday. Sometimes no news is good news.
Only took 30 minutes. Yes, indeed.
So as they prepare to announce the starting lineups down on the floor, I'm going to turn it over to Christy Feld.
You need to pay attention to Edgewood because I need to know their fifth starter.
Okay, got
it. Coach Staub didn't know who she was going to use for her fifth starter. Aaron Schauer, a 5'9" senior, averaging 9 points a game. Beanie Thompson, a 5'9" sophomore, averaging 17 points a game. Marin Schmatzer, a 6'2" senior, averaging 6 points a game. Anna Miller, a 5'8" sophomore, averaging 11 points a game. Did we get the fifth one?
Sorry. I was told to pay attention to the Edgewood starting lineup.
Yes, I was wondering who the fifth one was. Bring your Baraboo Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurrell, a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 11 points a game. Maddie Gilbert, a 5'10" junior, averaging 8 points a game. Sabrina Hartman, a 5'11" junior, averaging 7 points a game. Kaylin Bell, a 5'6" sophomore, averaging 8 points a game. And Katie Funmaker, a 5'3" senior, averaging 5 points a game.
All right, I've got your back for Edgewood, but you go ahead and take it.
Who is it?
Okay, I've got, starting for the Crusaders, number
no,
two.
I did the Crusaders. Oh. I just wanted to go with the fifth person.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. Okay, so you've got Shower.
Yep.
Gialamas is your fifth.
All right, Agapi Gialamas.
Gialamas.
Agapi.
Thank you.
I got to spend a little time with the team ahead of time, the Edgewood team, because I always want to know how to say the names.
Right.
What a great group of kids.
And I always rely on you for that. So thank you for taking the lead, doing some homework. The always prepared and on time, Christy Fell.
Well, and sometimes I give you the information, and sometimes I make you earn it.
You let me. Sometimes you just let me struggle and look like a moron.
Yeah.
I don't need any help in that department, but I understand. You got to make me earn it. All right, the T-Birds are wearing their home whites. Crusaders in road black jerseys and shorts with maroon trim. The tip is up in the air, swatted by Schmatzer to her teammates. And here come the Crusaders. They're moving to our right, working half-court offense. Beanie Thompson goes off the backboard, off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound, reload for the Crusaders. There's a steal. Cadence Funmaker comes away with the steal. That's the game's first turnover, but throws it away for a turnover of her own. Edgewood comes away with it. Going to kick up the floor. They're looking to set a brisk pace. Into the lane. Off the backboard. No good for Miller. Another offensive rebound. Miss again. Miller again. Third attempt. Scores and draws the foul. Opportunity for an old school three-point play for Anna Miller.
Anna Miller, just a sophomore, is what we talked about before.
That's 2 points for number 28.
And when you talk about intensity, their coach, Staub, that's the name of the game with Edgewood. That has never changed in all the years I've watched them play here.
Quick substitution for the T-Birds. Madeline Gilbert takes a seat. She's replaced by Peyton Stelzer. Peyton, a 5'10" junior. Miller's free throw is in the air. Off the back iron. Bounces off the front iron. No good. Rebound by Sabrina Hartman. 3-0. I should say 2-0. Edgewood here in the early going. Baraboo with their first half-court possession here. Moving to our left. Taylor Spurls on the dribble. Looking to penetrate. Ball's knocked away, but it's grabbed by Hartman, who finds Funmaker. She picks up her dribble top of the key and double dribbles. It's another turnover. Two possessions, two turnovers for the Thunderbirds.
Took me a second. I didn't mention that it was Maddie Gilbert. Did you say that before?
Did she subbed out?
No, that she picked up the first foul for
Bert. Oh, right. And hence the sub out. And I think they might not have been thrilled with the rebounding on that possession either, with Miller getting three shots at the rim. And here's a three ball. Speaking of Miller, left wing, it's a little short, but another offensive rebound. Beanie Thompson's got it. Kicks it out. Wide open shooter. That's Shower. Off the mark, but another rebound. And another putback. No good. And another offensive rebound for Gilamas. Here comes Thompson looking to drive baseline. Stops and pops. 8 feet, no good. Sabrina Hartman at last with a rebound for the Thunderbirds. They're going to need to shore up their work on the glass. We are just underway here at Baraboo High School. Ben Bromley and Christy Fell bringing you tonight's game. Edgewood leads Baraboo 2-0. Taylor Spurl looking to drive baseline. Picks up a dribble, fires cross-court to Bell on the left wing. Bell looking to penetrate. Feeds Spurl right wing. Fake shot, drive, kick out. Funmaker in the right corner. She's going to use a screen. Nope, little give-and-go pick-and-roll action. No good, though. It's stolen away. Schmatzer's got it. Fires up court to Thompson. It is knocked out of bounds. Stelzer with the tip out of bounds. Prevented a potential layup, but it will be Crusaders ball from the end line.
And everything's a push for the Crusaders.
They are looking to set a quick tempo, no doubt. Now working in the half court, there's Miller. Hey, there's a nice steal by the T-Birds. Cadence Funmaker comes away with it. Baraboo looking for its first points. Spurl drives, feeds Hartman.
Beautiful.
She scores off the glass with the left hand. We are tied at two, and a quick timeout for Coach Laura Stobnis. So we talked about the great success Edgewood had last year. They went 27-3. They went 14-2 in the Badger Small, which is only good for second place because of McFarland having such an outstanding year. But they went all the way, won state in Division III with a 55-52 win over Xavier. And they're looking to build on that this season.
And they're looking to build on it, exactly.
9-1.
You know, the only game that they've lost is they lost by 2 points to Arrowhead, who's a Division I state-ranked team. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and I talked to Stav a little bit about that before the game. I said, how much input do you have in picking your non-conference schedule opponents? And she has a ton of influence in that, picking opponents that are going to make them push to be stronger.
Right, you're going
to
be challenged, right? So you're ready for that in March.
Right.
Edgewood basketball, Crusaders, we're tied at 2. They find a wide-open three-point shooter. That shower from the right wing, no good, but Beanie Thompson grabs the offensive rebound and scores. That's her first bucket. Edgewood continues to kill the T-Birds on the boards, and here they apply full-court pressure. They get a steal. Thompson, left-hand layup off the backboard. Good. She's got a quick 4. 6-2 Edgewood.
Boy, in that full court.
And there's another almost turnover. Yes, it's a steal. That was Schmatzer with the steal on the half-court or the full-court pressure. She stole it around half-court. Here's a three-ball left corner. That's off the mark for Miller. Funmaker grabs the rebound. She'll push. Looking to go all the way. End to end. Shot attempt no good. Thompson grabs the rebound. Fires up court. Crusaders continue to look to run. Shower feeds Thompson on the right block. Nice dish. Nice interior pass from Thompson. To Schmatzer. Schmatzer scores and draws a foul. Another three-point play opportunity for the Crusaders. Couples of subs coming in. Michaela Foley and Macy Faust check in, replacing Thompson and Miller.
Sabrina Hartman picked up her first foul, second team foul for Baraboo Schmatzer at the line.
Free throw's in the air and good. Boom. So it is indeed a three-point play. Schmatzer has 3, and it's 9-2 Crusaders. They continue to apply full-court pressure. Funmaker trapped in the corner. Finds Bell. Back to Funmaker. Can she get it across the timeline? She's trapped again. That is a 10-second call. Another turnover for the Thunderbirds. They need to work out this full court press break.
Boy, and we've struggled with that all season. Either we're really decent at it or we're really not. And Edgewood is
it seems to be hit or miss, yeah. Either you get the layup, the home run on one end, or you struggle. Here's a steal. Taylor Spurl with active hands grabs a pass in the passing lane. Now she's dribbling up court. T-Birds looking to counter a 7-0 Edgewood run. There's a three ball. Top of the key.
Hey.
Off the glass and good for Taylan Bell. A Baraboo State Bank bank shot. Open extended hours on a Tuesday night. And on the other end, turnover. Pass is tossed out of bounds. It'll go to the Thunderbirds.
That might be my favorite 20 seconds of the game. A three-point shot and a turnover.
Maya Tomlinson has checked in for the Crusaders. I believe she replaced Schmatzer. No, Schmatzer's still out there. I missed who she replaced. T-Birds looking to break this full court 1-2-1-1.
Beanie.
Pressure. And there's a pass tipped away and stolen by the Crusaders. It's 9-5 Edgewood. They find an open three-point shooter, left wing, splash. That's a three-point hit for Michaela Foley. First triple of the game.
And
there's a turnover,
the bench, right?
A pass thrown out of bounds. Intended for Funmaker. It's another turnover for the T-Birds. Beanie Thompson is returning. She's going to replace Miller. And I interrupted you, Feldy. What do you got?
Well, the first time I was going to tell you that it was Beanie who went out, and the second time I was going to tell you Foley got points off the bench, but now that's too late.
Beanie Thompson, right wing, three ball, no good. The action is fast and furious. You got to get in and get out.
Yeah.
12-5, Edgewood leads Baraboo. Here on the drive, just entered the game, is Ella Pierce. Shot attempt, no good. Edgewood grabs the rebound, looking to run. Looking to go coast to coast.
Oh, up against.
Fighting to the rim. Michaela Foley scores through contact and draws a foul. This is going to be the third three-point play opportunity.
One
and
on three. Holy smokes.
She would not be denied. That was all gas, no break for Michaela Foley. She scores through contact, draws the foul call, and now she'll shoot one. It is in the air, and it is good. Another three-point play for the Crusaders. It's 15-5 Edgewood. Baraboo inbounds. Maddie Gilbert has returned to the game. She gets it across the mid-court line and going to set up the T-Birds half-court offense, which they haven't had a whole lot of opportunities in so far. There's a pass to the corner. She finds Spurl wide open in the corner for 3. That's a thunderbolt.
for the Thunderbirds, Taylor Spurl with a triple.
Boy, she stood there right at her spot for a number of seconds.
Gilbert dribbled and found her.
Produced.
Looking to answer, left wing three. That's no good from Tomlinson. The ball is out of bounds. It'll stay with the Crusaders. Taylan Bell and Sabrina Hartman will return for the T-Birds, replacing Ella Pierce and Cadence Funmaker. Anna Miller returning for the Crusaders, replacing Schmatzer.
Fast subbing, fast game.
Here we go. We're cooking, baby. Crusaders looking to inbound from the Edline. Interior feed to Beanie Thompson. Too easy. She scores off the backboard from the left side in the lane. Beanie Thompson has six. T-Birds are able to break the full court pressure. They got a wide open Sabrina Hartman. Can she score off the backboard from the right block? No. Rebound to the Crusaders. Pushing again. And there's a turnover. Sometimes you can be fast and too fast.
Boy, the last time up the court was the best fast break success that we've had in a long time.
So that turnover gives the ball to the Thunderbirds. They will still face full court pressure here on this sideline inbound.
Do it again.
Taylan Bell's got the ball in the backcourt. Finds Spurl. Finds Gilbert.
There it is.
She passes up. The posting Peyton Stelzer decides to dribble. Now she's trapped. Hand off to Spurl. Spurl drives baseline. Stops and pops. 12 feet. No. Off Stelzer's hand and into the Crusaders' hands. They'll look to build on a 9-point lead. 12 minutes to go first half. Pass up court to Beanie Thompson. She's wide open in the lane again. Kissing it off the glass. Too easy for Beanie Thompson here in the early going. She has eight. Gilbert nearly trapped. But the T-Birds are able to break the press, and they've got a wide-open Sabrina Hartman again, this time from the left side. And this time she scores off the glass. Sabrina Hartman with four. 19-10, Edgewood.
You know, if Edgewood doesn't adjust, we're going to be able to keep doing that.
That's the plan, I'm sure, for Coach Bale. Here's a three-point look from the left wing. That is good. A triple for Macy Faust. So just when the T-Birds get it down to single digits, the Crusaders answer with the three ball. And there's a steal. Beanie Thompson grabbing that pass intended for Peyton Stelzer. Edgewood on the drive. Miller's going to kick it out. Three-point look. Michaela Foley, no good. But again, a rebound for the Crusaders and an easy kiss off the glass. That's Faust again. Faust has a quick five. And there's another pass intercepted or nearly intercepted. The defender, I believe that was Miller, stepped on the sideline. So it'll be out of bounds to the Thunderbirds.
Well,
and John Goodell wants to share with us that he is enjoying tonight's broadcast via the Civic Media mobile app.
I was just going to tell you the same thing.
Everyone, download that puppy and listen to us wherever you are.
That has been my biggest. I have enjoyed the Civic Media app a
Very
great
nice.
Deal. Not just because I can't listen to us, even though I would want to, but just in general. I like listening to it during the day.
Well, we'd like to thank the sponsors who make our broadcasts possible. These include the Don Larson Superstore, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and State Farm, the Chris Stanton Agency. So the T-Birds have had sort of a rocky start here. They trail 24-10. They've had some success breaking this full court pressure from the Crusaders, but they've struggled to keep Edgewood off the offensive glass. Funmaker returns for the T-Birds. Aaron Schauer back for Edgewood. T-Birds are going to inbound from the sideline. 11 minutes to go, first half. Ben Bromley and Christy Feld with you here tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as the aforementioned Civic Media mobile app. T-Birds working the ball around. Looking for a bucket, trailing by 14. Funmaker needs to get rid of it. She finds Hartman. Now Hartman is trapped. And what do we got? We got a traveling call. It's another turnover for the T-Birds. Edgewood basketball. As we mentioned, Edgewood comes in at 9-1. They're a perfect 5-0 in the Badger small. T-Birds come in at 2-8. 1-3 in the Badger small. Fresh off their first conference win at Portage on Saturday. Edgewood working its half-court offense. They find a wide-open three-point shooter for the right wing. And that's another triple. Aaron Schauer is on the board with a three ball. It's 27-10. Crusaders. And there's a pass that's sure to be intercepted. It is picked off by Macy Faust. She is not able to convert the bucket, but she does draw a foul.
Katie Funmaker picks up her first. Team four for the Thunderbirds.
So Faust and her 5 points head to the line. First throw is off the back iron, no good.
Boy, and you talk about easy to intercept. You have to be really precise about your passes, and you have to know exactly what you're doing, or you're going to get picked off by a team like this.
Second free throw rattles out, no good, and it's out of bounds off the Crusaders. Thunderbird ball. So Bearwood trails 27-10, just over 10 minutes to go first half. Badger small girls basketball action tonight from Melvin F. Huth Memorial Gymnasium. Caden's Funmaker is going to fire up court. She's got a wide open Sabrina Hartman. She scores off the glass with the right hand. T-Birds continue to make the Crusaders pay for the full court pressure. 6 points for Hartman. Now can they get a defensive stop?
That'd be good.
Wide open three ball, deep, but no good for Faust. Rebounded by Taylor
right there.
Spurl. There's a stop.
There we go.
Funmaker lost the handle. Needs a teammate. Her pass is intercepted. Edgewood ball. 3-on-2. Nice pass. Converted for a layup. Textbook work. Anna Miller finishing the 3-on-2 fast break. It's a 17-point Edgewood lead.
That's what I was thinking. I was having a 50-year flashback of a drill.
3-on-2 drill?
Yep, the 3-on-2 drill.
Just how any coach would draw it up. Here's Taylor Bell on the other end. 9-foot jumper. Rolls around the rim and in. Taylor Bell has 5.
Kathy Allen pushed that on us all the time, 3-on-2 drill.
See, it comes in handy. She knew what she was doing.
She knew.
Crusaders looking to answer. It's 19-14, or it's just a 29-14. There's a three ball left wing. No good from Tomlinson. Loose ball comes away to Bell, so the T-Birds get another stop. Looking to just build, right? Buckets, stops.
Ah.
And there's a pass up court just out of the reach of Sabrina Hartman. Out of bounds to the Crusaders. We got a couple of subs. Ella Pierce returns, and Sydney Dobush makes her first appearance tonight for the T-Birds. And there's so many subs, I can't keep track of them all for both teams.
I don't, and their uniforms, it's hard to see the numbers
it
for
is.
Me.
And, of course, you get ponytails everywhere.
Yes.
Doesn't help. Beanie Thompson's in the right corner. She kicks it over. Edgewood's going to work the perimeter. Oh, there's Thompson open on the right block. Looking to go to work. Left-hand flip. Off the back iron, no good. The call ball, I think, went off Pierce out of bounds. It'll stay with Edgewood.
It went off Pierce.
Returning for the Crusaders, Michaela Foley. She replaces Candy Gialamas.
No.
Oh, we get a reversal.
No. Agapi.
Thunderbird ball. Oh.
Candy, we're crossing off the candy
we're
part.
We're crossing off the candy
yep.
part. So we're going with Agapi.
Yep.
Okay.
That's what you learn when you are gym rat.
That's
before
right.
the basketball game.
So there was a reversal on that out-of-bounds call. It went to the T-Birds, and as the Thunderbirds advance the ball up court, Caden's Funmaker draws a foul on the floor. There'll be Baraboo ball from the sideline.
Michaela Foley picks up her first. That is only the first team foul for Madison Edgewood.
Looking for a teammate. Running out of time. 5 second call. T-Birds turn it right back over. Trivia note from our friend Johnny G., notable alumni of Edgewood High School. Georgia O'Keeffe, famed artist. Chris Farley, famed actor and comedian. And Sophia Minert is a favorite of Brewer fans, especially the TV audience. Here's a three ball on the right wing as we return to action. Anna Miller scores. She's got 7. It's 32-14.
Who was the third one?
Sophia Minert. She's the sideline reporter for Brewers TV broadcasts. And her dad was a longtime football coach at Edgewood. Miller's on the drive. She kicks out, finds a wide-open three-point shooter. Left wing.
Oh,
that
my goodness.
Is good as well for Aaron Schauer. Crusaders have no shortage of weapons, and they now lead 35-14. Timeout on the floor. That'll give us a chance to talk about some of the other high school sport action coming up here in Baraboo. The boys are in action at Adams Friendship as we speak tonight. They've also got a road game at Sauk Prairie on Thursday. Girls hockey has a busy week. Okay, here we go. They're facing Middleton at Sauk Prairie tonight, and then the Lightning will be at Viroqua on Thursday.
Ooh.
And they'll be facing Xavier at the Tri-County Ice Arena on Saturday. So a three-game week for them. Boys hockey is at McFarland tonight, and they're going to be hosting, I should say they'll be facing Edgewood at Verona on Friday. We're not done yet. Wrestling team has a duel at Mount Horeb on Friday and an invitational at Waukesha on Saturday. Gymnastics team, they're in a duel meet at Watertown tonight. And the boys swimming team, has a duel at McFarland tonight. So we have T-Birds all over southern Wisconsin today.
Boy, and some of those roads are... Have you been to Viroqua? You can't get
sure
there
have.
From here.
Sure,
you,
that is,
you
that,
just can't get there
that
from here.
That part of the state is actually hard to reach from these parts.
My good friend Mary says, you'll drive to the East Coast before you'll come to Viroqua. And I'm like, it's an easier drive.
Out of the timeout, it's T-Bird basketball. Trying to solve this riddle of the full court pressure. They do this time. They get across the timeline, but Katie Funnemaker finds herself trapped. She finds Ella Pierce. Looking to drive baseline instead. A little two-player game, looking for a little give-and-go. It's out of bounds, off Edgewood. Baraboo will keep it.
How many of Chris Farley's characters do you think were based on Madison Edgewood?
On people at Edgewood? Yeah, who knows? Good question. Did they have motivational speakers? Inbound goes to Taylor Spurl. Looks to penetrate, then picks up her dribble. Crusaders are everywhere defensively. Not a lot of open passing lanes. Taylen Bell now on the bounce. Picks up her dribble, and her pass is intercepted by Thompson at midcourt. Looking to go all the way. Left-hand layup. She scores and draws a foul again. Beanie Thompson has 10 and counting as she heads to the free throw line. It's Edgewood 37, Baraboo 14.
We were talking before about the influence and the impact that young classmen have on the court. We have a freshman and a sophomore out here. Beanie Thompson happens to be one of the sophomores. And what an impact she has at such a young age.
Free throws in the air and good.
That foul was on here to the 13.
38-14. T-Bird's looking to break the pressure. Actually, my first interaction with Beanie Thompson was as a baseball umpire. She played baseball with the boys.
She did?
For one of the, I forget if it was Verona or Oregon. Yep. And Governor Thompson was in attendance. I believe that is her grandfather.
It is. Speaking of Beanie Thompson, she picks up her first foul. I don't recall if he was a basketball player, though. I'm going to say that he was not.
If he himself was?
I don't know.
Let's get John Goodell on that. Do a little research.
Do a little. See if the governor was a basketball player.
That's what we need is the researcher who can help us out with these little tidbits. Edgewood 38, Baraboo 14. About 6.5 minutes to go in the first half. I am Ben Bromley, voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, joined by the legend, Christy Feld. Interior pass to Ella Pierce. Kicks it out to Funmaker on the left wing. She picks up her dribble. Finds Dobusch. Can't quite get the handle. Now the ball's on the floor. Hey, T-Birds
perfect.
Come away with it for an open layup for Ella Pierce. She misses her first attempt, but sinks the second. Ella Pierce's first bucket.
I don't know how that happened, but we're going with it, and it's two for Ella Pierce.
Indeed. Schmatzer kicks out. Open three-point look, top of the key, rattles out, but Schmatzer's there for the putback. She scores. She's got five. As she grabs the rebound on the errant three, and now it's 40-16. Taylor Spurl has the ball wrestled away. But Cadence Funmaker returns the favor with a steal. But now a couple of T-Birds collide. Turns into a layup opportunity. Of course it does. The basket is good for Foley. And she draws a foul. How about that? So you had Funmaker on the steal. Just happens to get knocked to the floor by Spurl. Next thing you know, the Crusaders have an and one.
I'm still down here on the rebound. But no, I'm kidding.
Gilbert and
a lot of
Hartman return, replacing Stelzer and Pierce. Schmatzer has checked out along with Schauer for the Crusaders. Meanwhile, we've got Michaela Foley at the line. She's already got eight. Make it nine with the free throw. 9 points off the bench. So Tomlinson is back, and as is Macy Faust for Edgewood. There's a nice swing pass to the left wing. Wide open three-point shooter. That's Taylor Spurl for a Thunderbolt. That's another triple for Taylor Spurl. She has six. 43-19. Edgewood leads Baraboo. Thunderbirds looking for a stop. Beanie Thompson with a pass in the lane. Faust comes away with it. Kicks it out. Edgewood will reload. Swing it around the arc. Beanie Thompson's open on the left block again. Shot attempt no good. But Tomlinson with the offensive rebound. finds Faust. She'll kick it out. Another wide-open three-point look. That one's no good. Dobush with a strong rebound for the Thunderbirds. Here comes Funmaker to set up the half-court offense. And that's the thing. You don't have a lot of opportunities to set up that half-court offense when Edgewood just isn't missing on the other end.
Exactly.
Taylor Spurl's got to be on the arc. She's looking for Hartman. That pass is tipped away by Tomlinson, but it will stay with Baraboo. A couple of subs coming in for the Crusaders. Miller. And Jelamas return, replacing Foley and Thompson. Maddie Gilbert's got the ball on the end line. She gets it into Funmaker. It's 43-19, Edgewood. Spurl fakes the three. Now she kicks it out. Maddie Gilbert looking to drive baseline. She dribbles it back out, looking for a teammate. That's Dobush. Now Maddie Gilbert driving with the left hand, looking for Hartman in the lane. She's got her. Shot attempt off the mark. No good. Rebounded by the Crusaders. Edgewood looking to build on a 24-point lead. It was 2-2 at one point, but it's been all Edgewood since. And here's a three-point look from the left wing. No good, but there's another offensive rebound for Faust. Edgewood has had a lot of second-chance opportunities. But here, Taylor Spurl comes away with a steal. Turnover for the Crusaders. Baraboo basketball. Another three-point look for Taylor Spurl. Right wing this time. Off the mark, no good, but she grabs her own rebound beyond the arc. Rebound that hits the floor. How about that? Maddie Gilbert's going to get a three-point look. Left wing off the backboard, no good. Ball bounces around. Sabrina Hartman grabbed it, and we have a foul. Who we got here? Looks like it's going to go against the Crusaders.
Cindy Dobush is going up for the rebound, and I think that's when she got fouled by...
Funmaker checks out.
Oops,
sorry to step on you there. Funmaker and Spurl, so both point guards are going to check out. Replaced by Taylan Bell and Peyton Stelzer. Baraboo basketball from the end line, trailing 43-19. Setting up their half-court offense. Taylan Bell on the dribble. Was looking for Sabrina Hartman. She couldn't quite handle the pass. Edgewood comes away with it. Looking to run. One on two. And scoring. How about that? Crusaders just keep coming at you. That is Giolamas with her first bucket. Just over 3 minutes
nice.
To play. There's a nice dish to a wide open Sydney Dobush who scores off the glass with the right hand in the paint. Nice looking play for the T-Birds. We haven't seen Sydney score a lot. Looked perfect on that play. Here's a three-point look from the left corner. No good for the Crusaders. Taylan Bell comes away with the rebound. Under 3 minutes to go. Oh, we got an offensive foul. They're going to get Taylan Bell for a charge. We have three Crusaders coming in. See if we can keep up here. Marin Schmatzer, I think, is our first look at Lauren. Is it Bartlemy? You know this stuff.
Yep, Bartlemy.
Thank you.
Like Bartles and James.
Bartles and James. Like if you're thirsty, you'd say, hey, Bartlemy.
Bartlemy.
Very good. Thank you so much. Edgewood basketball. They lead 45-21 here at Baraboo High School. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Here's a three-point shooter, left wing. A little short, no good for Schauer. Baraboo grabs the rebound. Taylan Bell at the controls. Works around the screen,
nice.
Finds a wide open. Peyton Stelzer, ooh, she can't finish, but there's a second chance opportunity as Hartman snagged the rebound. Shot attempt no good, but she's headed to the line.
I kind of wish we weren't playing Edgewood because you know what? We've had some really nice, impressive inside passes and good shots for baskets tonight that I can't wait to put up against a team that matches up to us.
First free throw attempt for Sabrina Hartman is off the rim, no good. Taylor Spurl's rest was brief. She's going to return, replacing Sydney Dobush.
And we haven't seen that as much as we have tonight, and I like it.
Okay, notes from our statistician and researcher, Tommy Thompson, lettered in basketball at Elroy High School.
There we go.
Hartman sinks her second free throw. She has a team-high 7.
Okay.
I'm also told he lettered in football, baseball, and track.
But what about Uncle Ed? No, I'm kidding.
Speaking of the Thompsons, there's Beanie with a wide-open three from the left corner. Hits nothing. Ball goes right into the hands of Taylan Bell. She fires up court to Taylor Spurl. She's beyond the arc at the left wing, looking to dribble. She's going to try to float it. 5 feet out. Shot attempt no good, but she draws a foul. Did you know that our former governor attended a two-room schoolhouse and went on to major in political science and history at UW-Madison?
Did you know that our governor... Never mind.
Under 2 minutes to play. Thunderbirds trail by 23. Baraboo basketball. Just looking to string together some buckets and some stops. There's a floater. Baseline. No good for Taylen Bell. Edgewood comes away with it, and there's a wide open Beanie Thompson. Where have you heard that before? Beanie Thompson outrunning everybody else on the floor and getting open for another layup. She's got a game high, 13?
She's got 13, yes indeed.
On the other end, Maddie Gilbert with a nice little baseline drive and floater, but it's off the rim, no good. Rebound to the Crusaders. Miller kicks it out. Three-point look from the left wing, no good for Bartlemy. And on the floor, another offensive rebound for the Crusaders, and they're going to draw a foul in the process. All right, here's John Gunnell's list of notable Baraboo High School alumni. Terry Steve, Mike Reinfeldt, both NFL players. Cheryl Albers, our longtime assembly person, speaking of politics. And then last on his list, Emily Gunnell.
Ooh.
I think it'd be interesting that Will was left off this list. Another free throw in the air, no good. But Edgewood somehow grabs yet another offensive rebound. I thought Christy Feld would be on that list.
Oh, no.
And there's a turnover, pass out of bounds. We'll go to the Thunderbirds. Cadence Funmaker returns for Baraboo. We are under a minute to play. It's Edgewood 48, Baraboo 22.
My claim to fame was if Mike Reinfeldt was in town, he was out with the Yelks, and I babysat for Brian Yelk, and okay. He would call to see if they could stay out longer. I'll send you an autograph.
Hey, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. This is Mike Reinfeldt. Woo!
All-pro player and later a Green Bay Packer executive. And there's a pass intercepted.
Indeed.
Crusaders, they find Beanie Thompson in the lane.
Oh,
her
nice.
Pass is tipped away by Taylor Spurl. Nice bit of defense for the Thunderbirds. Taylen Bell's going to fire for three, and that's another Thunderbolt for the Thunderbirds. A three-point hit from the right wing for Taylen Bell. She's had a good half, 8 points. Edgewood looks to answer. Beanie Thompson working in the lane. Works underneath her defender, kisses it off the glass for another two.
I already had her halftime score up to date.
So your halftime score, Edgewood 50, Baraboo 25. It was a brisk first half. We'll be back to talk all about it in just a moment here on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and check out all the spectacular savings right now.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and check out all the spectacular savings right now.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where our halftime score, the Edgewood Crusaders 50, the Baraboo Thunderbirds 25. We're about 5 minutes out here from the beginning of the second half. This is my cue to turn it over to Christy Feld for our first half stats.
All right. All my numbers added up, so I'm liking that.
Oh, beautiful.
That means it's a good day, although I was not as successful at tallying fouls. Beanie Thompson is leading the way for the Edgewood Crusaders. She has 15 points. Michaela Foley came in off the bench. She has 9. Anna Miller has 7. Maren Schmatzer has 6. Aaron Schauer has 6. Agape Giolamis has 2.
We get some more Tommy Thompson trivia. I'm reading through it. Hold on. Continue with the stats, please.
Oh, my gosh. My buddy Heather giving us more info. For your Bear with Thunderbirds, Taylan Bell is leading the way with 8 points. She has 2 3-point baskets and a 2-point basket. Sabrina Hartman has 7. Ella Pierce has 2. Sydney Dobush has 2. And Taylor Spurl has 2 3-point buckets for 6 in that round. Gives us 25.
All right.
I'm so all excited about it.
We've got some trivia from the parents section here, some more Tommy Thompson trivia. Did you know, at age 10, Tommy Thompson hired himself out as a painter. He painted barns until he was 15. Then he worked for a road construction company, which he did for the next 6 years. We mentioned the two-room schoolhouse where he lettered in 4 sports, attended UW, majored in political science and history. He worked in the fraternity as a food server and in a pub as a bartender. He also worked at the state capitol before he ran the place as a messenger and clerk, and eventually
before he ran the
earned
place.
A law degree. The more you know. We're here the to educate you know. As well as entertain here on 99.7 Max FM.
Oh, my goodness.
The teams are coming out for some warm-ups here at the half.
You know, Ben, once we adjusted to the pace tonight and were able to break the press, I thought we had some really nice looks inside. And the majority of our two-point buckets, I thought, were made from inside the paint, and I like that.
Absolutely. Hopefully the T-Birds can continue to respond here in the second half. We'll be back with the second half of action. Again, our score is Edgewood 50, Baraboo 25. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on 99.7 Max FM.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community. Through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Love driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer. Availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Welcome back to Baraboo High School, where we are just seconds away from the second half here of this Badgers Small Girls Basketball Conference matchup, where the Crusaders of Edgewood lead the Thunderbirds of Baraboo 50-25. Christy, we saw a 2-2 game early on, but the Edgewood took control. They've really been effective on the offensive glass and with their full court pressure.
Yeah, I don't mind being 25 down. That's their average for beating, you know, other teams, which every single team that they've played would be included in the other teams. What I don't want is for them to score 50 in the second half and break 100. So my trivia is, can you name the only team that has scored 100 points against a Baraboo girls basketball team?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say Beaver Dam.
Yep, Beaver Dam.
Hey, look at that. I get one right every now and then. Of course, they had, what, for like 4 years in a row of state tournament, state championship girls teams? It was a
Oh, yeah. Well, and they had one of those nice guess. Teams that had four Division I recruits.
Division
I
recruits, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be Thunderbird basketball as we start the second half. T-Birds are going to inbound from the sideline nearest us. They're going to move to our right as we face the court. Glad to have you with us. My name is Ben Bromley. I'm the voice of the Baraboo Thunderbirds, joined by the legend, Christy Feld. We're happy to be with you on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the NFHS video streaming service. And you can listen worldwide via the Civic Media mobile app. Shot attempt for Spurl is off the mark, rebounded by Schmatzer. They kick it up to Beanie Thompson, and they're picking up right where they left off. Beanie Thompson with more points in the paint. She has 17. T-Birds look to answer. The pass is tipped away out of bounds. It'll stay with Baraboo. Cadence Funmaker is looking to inbound again from the near sideline. Running out of time. She finds Maddie Gilbert. We got a couple of players on the floor, but before that collision, it was a 5-second call, so that's a turnover for the T-Birds.
Thompson was playing tight defense and kind of I kind of felt like there was a hold. I would have called a football hold.
The Crusaders definitely have been stingy defensively tonight. Yes, indeed. They don't seem to give you an inch. Edgewood basketball, they are moving to our left. They were in the road black uniforms with maroon trim, and there's a three ball from the right corner. Schmatzer for three. How about that when your player who jumps center also pops threes? Lots of dangerous weapons for Edgewood. Crusaders lead by 30, 17 minutes to go. Taylor Spur looking to drive, and she picks up a foul in traffic.
She is. That's going to go against Anna Miller, her first.